Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday. From the heart of my bedroom here in historic downtown Clark Street. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Then people will know.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't say where. You didn't say what town.
I didn't say what.
They don't know.
This is. Okay, so I have tonight. This is the first time we've ever done this on the show. This is huge. Tonight, After Dark, is going to be every episode in the weekly rotation of Podzilla 1985 in order. Now, what I mean by that is, first off, we're going to start off as we do every week with the motherfucker of the week, because of course we are. But before that, let me introduce the show. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. This is going to be wild. With me, of course, we have the co-owner and co-host of After Dark, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
Hi. What? I'm very, very curious to see where this is going.
We've got the spinach queen herself, Lindsay Wolf Gong.
No.
candy coated Shelby Kimball.
I don't understand the rules to the game.
It's not a game. This ain't no motherfucking game. Double H.
Shannon, they got chicken in Philly.
What do now? And the man himself, hailing from from Planet Raccoon, Tanner Calvert.
Planet Chumbus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So here, here's how it's going to work. We're going to start the night off with the motherfucker of the week, as we do every Thursday. Following the motherfucker of the week, we're going to slip right into I Want to Believe. After I Want to Believe, okay, we're going straight into D&D. After that, it's PW, and then back to After Dark for the top five, which, Lindsay, is what?
Our top five favorite AI.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, I know for the past couple weeks it's been very spotty whenever we post shows. That's my fault, because I've been playing a lot of Diablo and suffering from a soul-crushing depression that I can't explain to you, but I'm going to make up for it this week by presenting all the shows in one. This is going to be a six-hour broadcast live from Discord.
All right, well, you guys have a good night.
Oh, like you got better things to do for 6 hours.
Diablo.
You can play Diablo and do this at the same time.
That's true. No, don't
do
that.
3 hours after this broadcast would end, I would have to go to work.
That is actually true.
Well, let's just get it started then with the motherfucker of the week, Jesse.
Oh, yeah? Who you got?
I don't know. Who is it? I'm asking you.
Oh, shit. I don't know, man. Like, nobody's really pissed me off that much this week.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention much. Tanner, you got anything?
Yeah, I've got nothing. I've been staying away from news, so I mean,
most of the news has been good news, as you might want to talk about.
That is fair, yeah.
Actually, I do have a motherfucker of the week. This is a crazy crazy story. I don't have the names of the people involved, because I just pulled this out of the hat, but I can find it out real quick. So this story I just saw the other day. A Belgian man. He's Belgian. His name is David Berton, I believe is his name. He faked his own death. He faked his own death and led all of his friends and family to believe he was dead. At his funeral, he flies in on a helicopter and surprises them. And it's like, hey, I'm still alive. And he did it because he was trying to teach them a lesson about taking people for granted while they're still alive. Because he felt like they had disconnected and had ignored him for too long. So he wanted to show them how important he was by faking his own death and then surprising them with no, I'm actually alive. How are you doing? If that ain't a motherfucker.
I don't know how many of them punched him in the face.
Yeah, if that ain't a motherfucker, I don't know what is. That is some shit Shannon would do. And can confirm that's a dick move right there. So I think that's easily a motherfucker of the week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that works. I like it.
Yeah.
It works for me. I mean, we didn't even, the whole time that we were gone, we had like a couple of times when we were in an Uber that it was like, oh, what's happening out there? But even our driver would be like, oh shit, what's happening out there? So I don't recall running into anyone in particular other than the kid that kept bumping into me at the Natural History Museum. I was going to hit that kid. He was pissing me off. Anyway,
All right.
We're out of line. No. I'll give you one. So actually, legitimately, so we were gone last week in DC, right? Day two, we did several Smithsonians. We were at Natural History Museum, and there was this group of kids that, I mean, okay, anytime you go to any of those places, they're all free, right? There are signs posted everywhere like, chaperones, stay with your group. Chaperones, stay with your group. That's not happening. It's just not happening. So we're in line to grab some food in there because they got a cafe. And these two kids who are part of a group, like, we're coming around. They've got a little queue that's, like, you know, snaked up and down the lane there to make more space. All of a sudden, two of them I see just, you know, slip under the thing in front of us. Like, they're just going to go on through. And before I can do anything, Sarah goes, nah, no, you need to get back. You need to get back in the line. And they didn't even flinch. She went full on into professional voice, and they went, yes, ma'am. Turn right around. So that was very funny, but at the moment, they almost made the list. They almost made the list.
Your list?
Sorry, go ahead, Hunter. Finish up.
No, that's it. That's it. They escaped narrowly.
So I just saw this, and it may be a little early, but apparently Conor McGregor.
I was just looking at that.
Raped a woman in the toilet.
Well, okay. The NBA Finals. It's important to note. Good. It's important to note on that. The allegation is that she was forced into a bathroom by his security, where he came out of a stall and forced his tongue into her mouth and pushed her up against the wall. He didn't actually, like, quote unquote, rape her in the sense that he penetrated her sexually, but he did, like, force himself on her, and then she finally elbowed him and got away. It was sexual assault. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely sexual assault.
Right. So, yep. Oh, did I just exit that? No, we're good. So, yeah, Conor McGregor, ooh, let's wait till next week. And that's
right, it's important. Because, yeah, I was about to say, it is important to know this is an alleged bit, but...
Yeah, this is fresh.
Well, allegedly.
This is fresh.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the motherfucker of the week. Anybody got anyone else to add before we move on?
Nothing. There we go.
All right. Good. Well, in that case, the truth is out there, and for the next couple of minutes, we're going to dissect a little bit of the truth right here on a special edition of I don't want to believe. I want to believe on the podcast.
I refuse
to believe.
And then reason will prevail.
And then it says Asa.
Reason will prevail.
So we're definitely gonna touch on this more here in the next week or two on an actual episode of I Want to Believe, but it's too big to not talk about now. And what that is the recent of all of the news coming out about UAPs, UFOs, whatever you call them, including probably the most significant one that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet, and that is that an actual Pentagon official, former Pentagon official, who has become a whistleblower by the name of David, is it Grush? I think is his name, Grush, something like that. He came out a couple of weeks ago, Tanner, and said that not only have we been visited by alien craft, but that the United States government has recovered both partial and fully intact crafts of non-human origin to such a degree of secrecy that the United States Congress doesn't even know about it. Before we get into some of the new things that have come out of that, Tanner, I do want to get your thoughts on these revelations before I dig into some of the... Apparently, he came out with more stuff. I don't know if you've seen this, and it gets wild. But the basic accusation that the United States government is hiding fully intact alien craft. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it honestly makes sense from a scientific standpoint. It's simply bringing in the idea that are the thought process of... aeronautic advancements that the country made in that time period. You know, we went in less than 60 years or less than 70 years, we went from first flights that wasn't really that successful to we put men on the moon. You know what I mean? So,
well, not just but just technology in general. I mean, think about the huge advancements we've had in technology from, you know, the early 1900s to today. I mean, you go back how many years of, you know, horses
even
and
just
carriages.
Going from the 1980s to the 2000s.
That's true. I mean, huge advancements in technology. Now, are they extraterrestrial in you know, design? Probably not, but it's fun to think about. But I think
there's something to be said about how quickly those advancements came along.
I agree. I mean,
there's definitely a possibility of some backwards engineering happening.
It makes sense to me, but without proof, of course the show's called I Want to Believe. It's not I Do Believe.
It's speculation.
Right, it's speculation. Well, before I move on to the Hunter, since you are our other host on I Want to Believe, what do you think? What's your thoughts on this?
I mean, so importantly, this David Grush has, and I was looking to find the article, has been disavowed.
Yes.
Crazily, immediately, and vehemently. Like, the government immediately went, no, there's a reason he doesn't work for us anymore. I don't know. I've said often that the title of the show fits me really well. I want to believe, because I think it in a lot of ways makes sense, and I think it makes the world more interesting. But this is not the first time this has happened.
No.
Right? This is not the first time that somebody who has been in a high level of authority and a position of power has come out and said, here's what's going on that they're not telling you about. It's a little strange to me that this person is getting so much more attention than so many other people. I don't know if it's just maybe in the wake of the, what was it called? The Black Vault that they opened a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
all that information, and now that more and more things seem to be confirmed. But like we said then, I don't know. There's a part of me that's always going to be, until I can do something with this information, I can't take it to heart. I can't freak out about it until there's something I can process and see something and tangible. Do something with. Yeah. It doesn't do as much for me. It's interesting, but that's about where it ends. Importantly, when you look at the headlines, it goes from everywhere from Pentagon whistleblower, does this and that, to the UFO whistleblower is back with more crazy claims.
Yes, that's what I wanted to get to. I wanted to talk about some of these. So the situation as it unfolded, as a little backstory, we were at Gaming Grounds, myself, Tanner, and I think it was just the two of us plus maybe Ethan. You're muted, brother.
Hunter, I think Hunter was there that day. It was the day.
Hunter, were you there that day that the story broke? I can't remember if that was that day, because I remember saying, "Hey guys, check the chat."
It would have been before last week. I mean, it would have had to have been the week before last week. So you're talking about over 2 weeks ago.
I think it was because we talked about doing a show that Monday, and you were leaving for vacation. That's why we put it off.
Yeah, well, so I was there. I was at the store on a Monday, so it would have had to have been the week before we left. May have been. Right. Anyway.
Well, so we get that news, and of course, I'm over the moon immediately like a UFO, because I agree with Hunter. Like, I want to believe. It's exciting news, and I was all a flutter with, speculation and what we could talk about on the show. But since then, the dude, I'm not saying he's been completely discredited, because he hasn't been completely discredited, but some of the things he has said is like pretty baffling and shocking. I think my favorite one that I've seen now is that the Vatican was in on the UFO cover-ups. That's my personal favorite. He claimed the first UFO case he was briefed on involved a vehicle down in Italy in 1933. The Mussolini government had allegedly kept it in storage until near the end of World War II. Pope Pius XII back-channeled the existence of the object to the United States, which obtained it in 1944 and 1945, which would put it, Tanner, two to three years before Roswell, but after the Cape Girardeau crash.
Yes. 1941.
So, was the Vatican in on a UFO cover-up? My initial thought is no, that's ridiculous. But after everything else the Vatican has done and covered up, maybe not so ridiculous. I mean, if they're going to cover up people touching kids' willies, who knows what they're going to cover up when it comes to aliens, especially if it goes against what they believe religiously. I could see that being a thing that they would hide because they don't want the truth to get out, and the truth is out there. Other things that he has claimed is a private contractor is currently storing the UFOs. The UFOs have been aggressive, and people have been killed to protect the secret. So are we putting ourselves at risk by talking about this on the show? No.
No. No, we are not.
Just a high no off the top. But but this is something we're going to explore in the next couple of weeks on an all new I Want to Believe. And we're going to talk, the next I Want to Believe, I'm thinking it may be just about conspiracies and information that's been released, who's telling the truth, who's not.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole thing. It's going to be a great show. One other thing I want to mention that I Want to Believe said, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good. I'm going to tack on at the end.
No, I was going to say, the other thing, Tanner, I wanted to mention, it's also something we'll talk about. I know you guys have heard about it. I don't know if Jesse's heard about it, because I think we talked about it in the chat one day about the aliens that supposedly actually, we talked about it last week, I think.
Crashed in that guy's backyard.
Yeah, and then they called the police saying there were 2 8-foot tall creatures staring at him.
So I don't know if I sent it to you guys. Sarah showed me a TikTok that was the most interesting thing, I think, honestly, to come out of that, because the security camera footage of the
green
flashing light and all that, that could be anything.
It's a meteor.
You're right. That could be whatever. But there is, every time that they show footage of the family, it's always just them talking to the cops and nothing happens, right? It's just them there. They say, oh, it ran off. It's not there. And it's like, well, what are you showing me this footage for? Someone did a deep dive of one where they're going through the fence. And I don't believe it is what they're positing it to be, but you can very briefly see something through one of the slats in the fence and something that looks like a hand coming around the side of it, and then it disappears. Several people have since said it's a dog. Like, if you watch it objectively and go with the mentality of it's a dog, then you're going to see a dog. But if you watch it going, oh, there's a hand and an eye, then yes, of course, you're going to see a hand and an eye. Importantly, if that were the case, it would match up with their idea, because it was very tall, like up to the top of the fence and kind of up into the tree. I'll have to see if she's still got that saved and I can send it to you. That to me was the most interesting thing to come out of that, because it was at least a little spooky, a little like, oh, that's kind of weird. But then the moment somebody said it's a dog, I went, oh,
yeah, it's a dog.
Probably a dog. Yeah, probably that's all it is. So,
you know, the crazy, the whole thing with TikTok and all these other social media where you see all these videos just constantly. It's exciting in the sense that we have all of these people filming all of these things now, and you would say, well, okay, we have more, you know, visibility because we see much more people are recording much more than they were able to, you know, in the 40s or the 50s and stuff like that. But with the, you know, progression in fake video and fake audio and stuff like that, it's hard to tell what's real versus what's not real. And when you have TikTok where hundreds of thousands of people are posting constant videos of ghosts and aliens and shit like that, it's either that these things are now at a, you know, it's an epidemic of paranormal activity, or it's fake. And I would wager more that it's fake, which is why you get excited when you hear things like, you know, Pentagon whistleblower says the UFOs are real and all this. And you go, oh, good. This is a guy that has credibility. This is someone that I can go, okay, now if someone's talking, that's not just some random YouTuber with a name like, you know, fuckmouth62049 or whatever. And it's more
620.
I meant 420, 69, but I fucked it up.
Hang on.
But it's more credible. And that's why whenever something happens where these credible people are proved to be, you know, not credible, I get sad, because you can't believe what you see.
Oh,
you can't believe what you hear. What do you believe?
You want me to make it worse for you?
I do.
The current going theory is pointing to how every time this happens, or it seems like, you know, in the cycles that this happens, it's some government official who becomes a whistleblower who then gets discredited. So what if the idea is that they intentionally are still using that guy, that he still works for them or he's still loyal to them, and he's purposely making himself look like less and less credible from the start?
Bless you.
So that eventually people will go, well, that guy's crying. I'm not going to believe anything that he has to say. And then they'll just stop worrying about it. They'll stop thinking about it at all. Basically, it's a way of like dog whistling you away from paying attention to them at all. That, well, all of this has got to be fake. And that way you stop looking in general.
Well, they, you know, allegedly the Phoenix Lights, which is one of the most famous UFO sightings of all time. This took place in the late 90s, I believe, mid to late 90s in Phoenix, where multiple people saw these lights in the sky over the course of like a night or two. And this isn't some, you know, crackpot thing. This is legitimately a thing that's happened. This is historical. Multiple camera angles of this series of lights in the sky. And everyone's first thought was, man, this is extraterrestrial. This has to be extraterrestrial. Well, then the rumor is that it was not extraterrestrial. It was actually broadcast by the United States government. It was shown, you know, lit up in the sky purposely to throw people off of looking into other things, that it is, you know, misdirection, that the most famous UFO sighting in maybe the history of the world was completely faked by the United States government to keep us from talking about the real things that they were doing that didn't involve UFOs or extraterrestrials at all. So it's so hard to believe anything anymore, I guess is what I'm trying to tell you. And you can find this and more on an all-new I Want to Believe coming probably next week, maybe the week after. We'll see. Moving on, it's time for PZ85 Plays here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. I actually have a guest here with us. Cody Sandusky's here to DM.
How do you like us now?
Not very well, Cody. Not very well at all.
Hunter, before we continue this awful bit, I need you to give me a D20 save throw so we can move on. Now it is a you have to beat a D10 to move on from this. So Hunter's got
to beat a D10.
You gotta beat a D10. That's so easy. So
you mean a 10?
Yeah,
what I gotta beat.
Yeah, I don't fucking.
Do I get a bonus to this? I got a 13, so that's fine.
All right, so we can move past this segment. Thank God.
Yeah, we're on. We're moving past it.
I was really scared you were going to fail.
How does anything happen? Just move past
it. And I would have to keep this bit going. Moving on to Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Well, that just means that I would have to get out of dice and roll next.
I rolled a 1. What does that mean?
Then the whole show is now a D&D session.
That's why you're not part of the show anymore.
That I have to pretend, Tanner. Tanner, no. He didn't. Well. He didn't. Oh,
and there he goes.
Well, we lost the video, but he's still. Andy's muted.
He
now.
Muted himself too.
He's probably cursing to himself.
I'm gonna roll to see if he'll come back. I rolled a 14 that time. I don't know what that means.
I think that's bring backable.
That's for whether or not he comes
bring
back.
Bring backable.
Yeah.
I also don't know if I get a bonus to that.
Tanner has. Oh, there he's back. He's going to be flipping the camera off.
I rolled a 13, so Hunter won.
I always do.
Only in some aspects of life, my friend. moving on to Pro Wrestling and Scripted, to make this really quick, I have one thing I want to mention, and I don't know if you saw this, Hunter, but apparently AEW is preparing the defenses for a CM Punk interview that's about to come out, and apparently it's not
all good.
Apparently it's not good.
Meanwhile, what happens in literally 2 days from now?
Is that Collision?
Yep. This Saturday, Collision, the return of CM Punk to AEW. He gets his own show, basically. His own buddies coming to hang out. And now they got to shore up the defenses.
According to PW 41 Mania, I'm sorry, CM Punk is making his return to AEW on the premiere of Collision. He appeared in a vignette on Dynamite teasing that he, quote, has a lot to get off his chest. And he added, the only thing that's certain about CM Punk right now is that nothing is certain. So he's going to be running his mouth on the new show. But apparently he did an interview talking about what happened with the Elite. He did an interview where apparently the match setup for Forbidden Door 2 is him versus Kenta, formerly known as, fuck if I remember, what was his name? Hideo Kojima?
I don't remember what his name was in... No, but you're right. Hideo Itami.
Hideo Itami.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And apparently, whatever this interview is, the reports are that AEW is getting ready for a firestorm. So,
oh my god,
we will see.
Hey, on the flip side of things, I want to rant about something for just a second. I know nobody else is going to care about this, but I got to get it off my chest. All right, so help me out here. So, WWE has two world titles, right?
Yeah.
They have the WWE title and the Universal title,
right.
And Roman Reigns holds them both for a long time. So instead of him dropping one at WrestleMania or losing both to somebody and then they split them up again so they have two belts for two different shows, they create a new world title. And then Roman gets another belt that's meant to represent the two belts he already had. And they call it the Universal Undisputed WWE Championship. And it's undisputed despite the fact that there's another title that's the exact same level as it on a different show, right?
Yes.
Then also Seth Rollins can just defend his title wherever he wants, apparently, because he's going to NXT.
He's going to NXT.
Next week.
Yeah.
Why not? Because it's a world title, right? But explain to me then what the Universal Undisputed title is. Nobody knows.
I can confirm this. We could tie this to I Want to Believe. Roman Reigns is actually flying to the planet Klepton to defend it against Gugor.
Klepton. Gugor. Okay.
That's his name.
So then in the women's divisions, so you've got a Raw title and a SmackDown title, which is the only one that ever made sense, right? You have two shows. People are on each show. They have one title. There should have been a Raw men's title and a SmackDown men's title. Anyway, the two champions go to the opposite brands because they do this every time the fucking draft comes around, even though it makes no sense. The last time they did this, they just traded the belts, which also made no sense. That was stupid. But it made a lot more sense then taking both of those belts, getting rid of them, and giving both of those women smaller versions of the men's titles on both shows, like physically smaller, and calling them the WWE Women's Championship and the Women's World Championship. What is happening? Oh, and to tackle on to the last bit, the women's tag titles are now getting merged with the NXT women's tag titles because the NXT women's tag champions have now been a part of the main roster for, what, 2 months? Like, yeah. A couple of months now.
Wait, are they still never champions?
Defending those belts. Yes! Alba Fire and Isla Dawn are still the NXT women's champions. They are doing a unification match tomorrow night on SmackDown against Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. And here's the best part. Nobody wants either of those teams to be the NXT, or I mean, the, like, women's tag team champions.
Well,
they're both perfectly fine teams, but, like...
Well, one is perfectly finer than another. If you were to say, Shannon...
You're not wrong.
Who would you rather have as champion? I would say anyone that's not named Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But at the same time, it's just... What is going on? It's like Triple H is finally trying to clean house, which is great because they've needed it for a long time. But he's doing so in the weirdest, most roundabout way possible. I feel like every time he comes up with a good idea, Vince goes, "Okay, we can do that, except for one thing." Oh, come on, man!
We're
so close.
What's the Danny DeVito thing where he said, "Yeah, yeah, not that though."
And that's what it is. Yeah, he pitches the whole idea, and then Vince goes, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, not that though."
You can catch all this and more next week on an all-new Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we'll be talking about CM Punk's return, potentially, and the fallout from it. So, moving on, now we're back to After Dark. Jesse.
Yes?
Welcome back. Jesse, Shelby, and Lindsay, and to an extent, Tanner, have been waiting patiently through that whole PW segment where, what the fuck, Tanner? What the fuck is that? That was super fucking creepy. What the fuck was that?
Is it a moth? It's a little bug.
I'm guessing a moth. Yeah.
Oh my god! So
I couldn't tell.
So Tanner sends us, me and Hunter, a video of a white mist at a house.
Oh yeah.
And like that was one thing, but here we're watching Tanner on the video, and all of a sudden a white
in real time,
a white looking mist just floats right beside him.
It kind of looked like it happened to you just then, too, because that screen did not like you putting your hand up like that. Well,
I think that was the ghost of Zach Price asking where his Miss Piggy fleshlight is.
No!
He needed his chocolate milk.
He needed his chocolate milk.
Shannon, please.
I think, Zach, if you're looking for it, I'm pretty sure Wavis stole it from one of his crime scenes. Anyway. local
allegedly.
Get your local listeners. Anyway,
hey, we can move past this real quick.
Just move past it. Just move past it.
Before we get into like the actual top five of the night, now they're back on After Dark business.
Welcome back.
I wanted to throw a quick shout out to our good friend and PZ85 super fan Zane Laney.
Absolutely, for anything.
For
anything, really.
Specifically, we finally got a chance to play the Goofy Movie board game.
Ooh.
Shelby's camera froze.
That is a good freeze, too.
Yes, it did.
So my brother was visiting with his new girlfriend, and we, like, he was just killing time at the house. We busted out that board game, played it, it's four players. It was a surprising amount of fun. That was a really, really cool game. The pieces are really, really cool, and just, thanks again, Zane.
Awesome gift. I also want to send a shout out to Zane Laney for no reason other than the fact that he is Zane Laney.
That's fair.
And if you've never seen, with his permission, I would like to post the picture of him with that glorious hair on Podzilla's Facebook page from when he was in like high school. Because
when he had the Claudio fro,
we talk about Zane Laney so much, and people are probably like, "Who the fuck is Zane Laney?" Well, we'll show you who Zane Laney is. Big shout out to Ciro Viegas too. He did something. I don't remember what it was, but he did something. I saw it on his Facebook page. I can't remember what it was.
He does a lot of stuff.
While we're sending shout-outs.
I don't know whether he moved to California or he was just in California. That's all I remember.
He's close to Zane then. We can get this all together. We can finally do PodzillaCon 7 years after it was relevant.
We were relevant?
Fridge. Yeah, for like 3 months.
And we're doing A-Con. No. I mean, we're doing one in the future.
Y'all doing a con.
Can we announce that yet? Yeah, you're doing it too.
Go ahead. Make the announcement. Pre-announcement.
I mean, I don't. There's nothing really to announce other than we're going to be at Cape Comic Con and doing a show. We just haven't figured out what yet. It might be what we just did. We'll do a big amalgamation of all of them.
So
run through each show.
Here's my concern and problem with that is, and Tanner will back me up on this, we were also supposed to do a podcast at Paranormal Con, and we didn't. So
we were supposed to do a lot of shows.
I got hookups. I got hookups that y'all don't. Don't worry about it. And don't worry about it, sweetheart. I got it.
That's why Hunter and Jesse will be hosting an all-new Prodzilla After Dark, or Prodzilla at
Prodzilla.
Comic-Con. Prodzilla.
Prodzilla.
That's where we
Wait a minute. That's what we call our merchandise.
Prodzilla.
It's Prodzilla.
Yeah. We have merchandise? We got like all right. Products.
I bought. Hang on.
Here's what we need.
We absolutely have merchandise. Look at that.
We can.
Look at that.
We need new merchandise.
That Lindsay got a solid quarter for.
And yes. I would like to do more with the Facebook page. We don't do anything with it.
Why?
Well, because
on Reddit, nobody goes to Facebook anymore.
If more people are not shutting down Facebook than Reddit right now, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
The current thing is, like, I saw a rundown where someone was like, oh, Twitter's owned by, you know, a piss bro tech man. Reddit is, like, constantly blacking stuff out. Facebook, it just said, my mom's on there. Like, just keep moving. Just move past it.
My mom is not on Facebook.
No, we should be doing more things with more things.
We should make more of an effort.
We got a Facebook page. We got opportunities.
Social media in general.
I mean, like Facebook, we don't even like. I don't even think we post the shows anymore. I don't even think it auto posts. It used to auto post. I have a couple people that listen to this show legitimately only on YouTube, and I told them like, man, YouTube only posts.
I didn't even know it was doing that for the longest time.
Yeah, but it only posts like half the shows. Like it misses so many shows. It doesn't post.
Yeah, because I bet it's on an hour like limit or something, isn't it?
Or I bet that it's catching music.
That's possible too. Yeah. Well, I outright refuse to give up those things because, you know, looking into it, pretty much every streaming service now that we would potentially use is like they have some bullshit rules. Everyone's abandoning Twitch. Because of their bullshit, everyone's abandoning Reddit. Bad. Everyone's abandoning Twitter. Like I'm proud to announce here tonight that Podzilla 1985, we have an exclusive new home on Truth Social, which is the only place where we do not like this bit. Okay. Well, hey, before we get to the top five, speaking of Donald Trump, like you can't not talk about him real quick. Indicted on 37 counts, including I think espionage and shit.
He said not guilty.
He sure did.
He did say not guilty.
I love the picture of
boy. Those pictures are.
Yeah, I love the picture of all of the files in the bathroom, just sitting there where you would have soap. Is nuclear secrets.
Can we also talk about how that's the tackiest fucking bathroom I've ever seen in my life? Like, I can't be surprised, but it is really
the
bad.
Richer you are, the tackier your bathroom is. Did you guys hear the audio recording?
Which one?
The one he was talking to the interviewer about, where he outright says, like, when I was president, I could have declassified these, but I didn't.
Yes.
Do you want to see them anyway?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
no.
Everything says this
is a new one to me.
He should be burned to the fucking wall for this. Like, there's no way he gets away with it. Yet somehow, just like Palpatine returns, somehow Trump got away with it.
Yeah, because that's a legit audio recording that exists out there. Like, that's slightly paraphrased, but he definitely does say the words, could have declassified these while I was president. But I didn't,
also,
so it's still a secret.
Really quick.
I appreciate that when all this was going on, by the way, Asa goes, Hunter, say the line, and I was like, ah, gladly. That's great. Ain't nothing gonna happen.
I need Shelby to fix her camera, because it looks like she's really happy about anything we say.
Oh, see, I'm just seeing the dots. It's just loading over here.
Oh, for me, she's very smiley. Anybody else see the smile?
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
And see if coming that fixed back. It. Or it just froze everybody for her.
Yeah, it usually doesn't fix.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
You have to restart the camera. Was that what fixed it last time?
Hold on. Now I hear sound again.
She's fixing it. She's fitting to fix
it.
Oh,
hey, you got sound.
I would also like to go back to live streaming, or at the very least, video, like recording this and then posting it like we talked about doing before, like a video version on YouTube or something. I don't know. There are times I really want to put more effort into Podzilla again, and there are times that I don't want to do anything ever. But that's the depression talking.
I understand that sentiment.
I can't let the depression win, and yet it does every time.
Yeah, I have things to talk about along this subject, but I'm gonna do it off the air, so let's go on to this.
Well, Tanner, with the show. I got shit to do too. I got shit to do next week.
I got dreams.
I got dreams.
I do have dreams. I'm gonna talk about those dreams after the show.
Well, excuse me, princess.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I do like the clap thing because that's very Eric Andre-ish. Like, we tell a bad joke and then, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's real good.
Thank you. You're far too kind. All right. Top five owls.
Dummy.
What was
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Top five owls.
Top five owls.
Top five owls or owls?
Owls.
Those are two different things.
Owls.
All right.
And I'm going to start for the night. We got a Weird Al Yankovic.
All right. Al Bundy.
Yeah, no, that's correct. That's right. Al Bundy. Al Bundy. Borland.
Al Gore.
Al Calavici.
I don't think so, Tim.
I do Al Gore.
Al.
Al Qaeda.
No!
What?
No!
What? No! What? No! Hezbollah!
Janet, stop!
My grandpa's name was Al. I put him up there. He was cool. Al Green. Sarah said Al Green.
Al Green's great. Yeah.
Stay together. Yeah.
Being alone.
Good call.
I mean, it's not technically an owl, but Alvin of the Chipmunks.
The Chipmunks.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
No, we got that one. We got that one.
Like shout
very
out.
Very upset that Al Yankovic maybe didn't get mentioned.
Shout out.
First one up my mouth.
Shout out to my father, alcoholic.
Ouch.
Oliver Close Off.
My favorite high school teacher, Al Nikolai.
Alf. Sort of an owl.
Is F his last initial? His name is Al F.
It's Al F, and the F stands for fuck boy. That's Al Fuckboy. Hunter, real quick, before we get to the top five, can you read off those legendary group chat names?
I don't know if I want to.
You do.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. I got you.
They're safe.
Hang on real quick. I got to change Tanner's name to Al Fuckboy. For the record, it was Tim the Dick Man.
God damn.
So he went from being Tim to Al?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't think so, Tim. Currently, Ace of Gray's name is Animal Sounds R2 Chicken Taste. I'm taking the colon as R2.
Yeah.
Cody Sandusky's name is Unscrew the Goat. Mine is still my hermit crab situation, to which I explained, by the way, was I never want one. They smell bad. Bob's name might be the most appropriate name of all time. It is Existence Lamentation.
Yes. He stole that from me, though.
Jesse is that horse thing. Kaz is Hiker Dickhead. I don't know.
I thought it was Hyper Dickhead, but, you know, I was
not Hiker. Shannon's name is Alcoholic Emporium.
Yes.
Steven's maybe my favorite right now, just in general, because it's DoorDash Boss Fights. and then, you got Tanner as Al Fuckboy, and Kurgis, I like too, is Disorganized Sidewalk Party. And I can actually explain where that one came from. Ace and I, and of course, Audra and Sarah, all got to see Steve Martin and Martin Short in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. And we were eating, Sarah and I ate at the Stage Left Grill, which is right across, or like right next to, it's like built in next to the Fox Theater in St. Louis. Asa and Audra were at, what's it called? Lucha, a Mexican restaurant that is across the street.
Lucha.
So basically we could all kind of see into this same space, this little kind of like, I don't know, not really a park, but like a little, you know, grassy space. There was like a parade, like a circus parade that sort of just showed up out of nowhere. I mean, there were jugglers and like contortionists and like a clown was leading it. And they just kind of walked in at one point. They were on the sidewalk corner for a good 20 minutes. And then they just paraded down the sidewalk in the opposite direction of the theater. We thought, like, okay, Steve Martin's kind of, you know, out there. Maybe this is part of the show. They're going to come in. They're going to do a thing. But the show hadn't. It's like 2 hours before the show started. And we never saw him again. Sarah and I found out later there is an actual circus right down the street from that, like a built-in circus in that area of town, and there they do like regular shows. So it had to be where they came from, but why they were like two or three blocks away, couldn't tell you. We described it as a disorganized sidewalk parade. I had had a couple of drinks and I wrote it as party, and I decided to keep it that way. And that's it. That's the story.
Now that we're up to speed, we can get to the top five. Tonight's top five.
Correct.
Brought to you by Specs Pizza here in Cape Girardeau. Amazing pizza. Now, fuck Jessica, fuck off with that stuff. I'm going to take a stand on this one. I've never stood for anything in my life, and I'm standing for this. I'm not actually standing. I'm just shifting my leg. We've got a Street Fighter VI tournament next week at the old gaming grounds, and Tanner secured us a lucrative sponsorship with Specs. Thank you, Tanner. Tanner does not get enough credit for all of the like extra work he puts into things and getting us guests, getting us sponsors. I think it's important that we actually give Tanner some props real quick. And if you're in the Cape Girardeau area, oh wait, hold on. No, we don't clap, Jesse. We got a button for that. Here you go.
Oh yeah, but yeah. The clap is like condescending sometimes.
Not this time. Not this time. If you're in the mood for some Street Fighter, come to Gaming Grounds Cape Girardeau next week. It is owned by Podzilla 1985. Literally now, it's actually owned by Podzilla 1985. If you believe that shit, so come play Street Fighter and eat some pizza. All right. With that said, top five owls. My pick are the Owls of Ga'Hoole. I'm out. You guys can take it from here.
What?
Anyway,
the Owls of Ga'Hoole.
And you know we got loose hawks,
Dwight D.
flying all around his bitch.
Eisenhower.
Orgy.
That's correct.
Anyway. All right. Top five AI. For the record, yeah. I will not be taking part of this because I do not support the progression of AI. I've said it and I want to believe a million times. I believe it's a mistake and it will come back to haunt us. So I'm not going to give.
What if we said fictional AI?
You've seen too many movies, Shannon.
So would the Terminator count as AI?
Yeah.
Man, yeah. On every list that I looked up just to get some ideas, yes. I don't like that, though. I don't like that. Skynet is an AI. The Terminator is not.
Okay.
The Terminator is an Android.
Terminator is just programmed. It doesn't like.
But he does learn, and that's part of.
And he is a computer.
AI.
Yeah. Ish. All right. Well, this is confusing. Let's see how this goes. Jesse, let's start with you. Quit drinking that and answer the question. What are you drinking?
It is liquid death. Bury it alive. it's Liquid Death made some LaCroix style waters, but they actually have flavor. Also is still just unsweetened carbonated water, but
okay. Question asked and answered. Jesse, what do you got?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
My first one, just going to go ahead and knock it off the board. Cortana from Halo, as I'm sure Hunter suspected.
Yeah. It was not my first guess, but then after I said it and you were like, I know what you're thinking of, but it's not what I thought of, then I went, no, okay, then I got it. Never mind.
I knew it was risky to put it on my list, but now I got to find another one. Yeah. I knew it would be Jesse.
Yeah.
And I knew it was risky, but here we are.
Yeah, Halo's still one of my all-time favorite video game franchises. I'm really sad that our group was not able to get into it the way we did Call of Duty when Halo Infinite rolled around, but it's fine. Still have all the love of the world for Halo.
All right, I'll buy that. Let's go to Shelby.
Will we? Okay. I'm going to go with Vision, so nobody takes him. I love him. He's the best.
Good choice.
He's my favorite.
That's fair.
Sorry, Tanner.
Tanner's got to
I still love that bit.
Tanner's going to have nobody by the time he gets around.
One of my favorite bits from Vision in general, I mean, everybody now goes to the WandaVision stuff, you know, what is grief if not love persevering, and when he does the ship parable, or the ship problem, but... Man, one of my favorite Vision bits. It's still just when he first shows up and they're all trying to figure out if they can trust him. And he just picks up Mjolnir and he's like, I believe this belongs to you. And they go, oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah, we're fine. No, it's fair. We're fine. It's good. Yeah. It's a comedy bit that's not too comedy. Like, it's
the elevator picks up Mjolnir. Does that make it worthy?
No, it's not picking it up. It's just carrying it.
There's a difference. Yeah. You could put Mulder.
He's doing a bit from the movie.
Oh,
Mulder?
Well, fuck.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say earlier before we move on. We went to the FBI experience in D.C. And Shannon, I meant to tell you, I'm greatly disappointed there was next to nothing about Mulder and Scully. And by next to nothing, I mean nothing. Not a thing.
That's the most famous FBI serious. Agents in like history.
Yeah, but they were very serious. Like, here's how we, you know, actually rescue hostages. And I was like, oh, this isn't gonna be fun at all, is it?
I feel like Mulder in that Simpsons episode. I hardly think the FBI is interested in that.
No, it was actually very cool. But I remember thinking when we got out, man, they didn't mention him one time. Yeah, all right,
fucking stupid. All right, let's go to Tanner before anyone else steals any. Tanner.
Keep forgetting I'm muted. I'm going to go with David from Prometheus.
I like that answer. I like that answer because
answer.
Get the Michael Fassbender in here.
I like Prometheus. I feel like sometimes I'm one of the only people that did.
I enjoyed that film.
I thought it was good. It's just it was too different from Alien. They should have never connected them in any way. They should have just let them be separate films and entities.
You know, I've grown a lot. It was a completely different kind of film. They didn't think it was related to the end. You know, it was a curveball. I liked it. I've grown to like it.
What about Alien Covenant? Did you like it? David's in that too, in one of the most awkward scenes
very.
I've ever seen, where he teaches his another version of him to play the flute. It's very sexual, and I don't. Yes.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Let's go.
I have not seen either of those movies. Actually,
well, Prometheus is good.
Prometheus, I really like Prometheus. It got a bad rap. I feel
Covenant.
I like Covenant too, except for
it's good, but it's weird.
It had some.
I actually
really
don't think I've seen Covenant yet. I did see Prometheus in theaters, but
Jesse, I've got Covenant. If you ever want to watch it, it's an alien movie. It's a straight up
Covenant's
alien movie.
Covenant's got the it's the chick that played oh crap, what's her name?
More importantly, it's got Danny McBride for some reason.
Yeah,
and I love Danny McBride
and James Franco for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, and Danny McBride.
Well, if you got one, you got to have the
you
other.
You
got to
have both.
Later.
I'm surprised Seth Rogen.
That's how they work.
I'm surprised
Seth
Rogen's
got to show up at
Xenomorph.
Some point. Yeah.
Can you imagine the Xenomorph's mouth opens, the little mouth comes out, and just goes.
We've never needed Cody here more than we do right now.
Well,
just
on.
To do the laugh.
Well, honey, oh shit, we don't have the laugh, but there's an app for that.
We don't have
how
laugh,
do you like us
problem.
Now?
That's what the Xenomorph says. All right, let's go to Hunter.
All right, one of the few that I think somebody, well, Jesse's going to take that one eventually. I've got quite a few here. I wrote down a few things I didn't think I would. I'm also going to go to the Avengers, but I'm not going to go to the obvious one because I thought about doing Jarvis. I'm going to put Friday. I like Tony's post-Jarvis. Yeah, post-Jarvis AI that he uses. And then, of course, carries over
to... I hate
to...
their show so much right now. I hate everyone.
What is happening?
He can't go.
Oh, he's feeling shit. Yeah. I didn't get it. Yeah. Friday. And then briefly works with Peter, too, if I remember correctly.
Peter?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I just like that one a lot.
Friday is the superior AI, in my opinion.
It's also
you're incorrect.
Movie.
Jarvis is definitely the better one in terms of power and capability and all that, but Friday's the more entertaining one. So
I don't remember.
That's the one I'm going.
I don't remember Friday at all.
I love Paul Bettany, but that
Friday is the is she Irish? The Irish voice, the female Irish voice that Tony has, the AI that like controls you after
Jarvis became Vision.
Maybe she's Scottish. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Speaking of,
I don't remember having an accent. Honestly,
speaking of,
she
Paul
has
Bettany,
an accent for sure.
I forgot that he was the bad guy in Solo. Vax and Dross or something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Very. We watched it the other day. It was very strange to see it. I'm going to go real quick. I'm going to say Data from Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, this is going to be a bad list for everybody. Every single one that I can think of, someone else has. So I got to pick and choose my battles. And if anyone's going to pick Data, goddammit, it's going to be me.
You say Data? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You actually took Data off my list because I assumed you would pick Data.
I
had a second list that I made of shit that I knew Shannon was gonna pick, so I didn't put it on my list, and I was like, no, hopefully he doesn't do Data first and I can get it maybe on the second one, but it didn't.
You should have picked faster. Who did you go with again?
Vision, because yeah. I knew he'd go quick too.
Yeah, there's a lot of very famous ones that are going to go fast. But Data, I mean, I'm a huge Next Generation fan. It's my favorite Star Trek. I love Next Generation. Data was a classic character. I don't have much to say about Data. Brent Spiner is a fantastic actor. It makes me want to watch Picard because I know he's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Data. Lindsay.
Yeah, good choice.
I'm going to go with the only one that Jesse may steal from me.
Powerline.
Amadeus from Steins Gate. It is an AI system that can basically be loaded up with anyone's memories and personality and then continue to learn from there. And they basically used it for a character that passed away in the previous version of the show and torments our main character because the person that he has watched die over and over and over again is now an AI personality on his phone that he can speak to on a regular basis.
Steins Gate Zero was fucked up, y'all.
It's so good, though.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that?
Let's go, Tanner.
Tanner's jamming to something.
Oh. All right.
The downside to remodeling my office into a nursery is now I'm in the dining room and people are watching TV.
He goes, move past it.
Let's just move past it.
Yeah, just blow past it.
We'll go back to Jess Kimble.
Okay. I'm going to take Lila.
Okay.
Okay! I'm going to go with Lila. That's Miguel O'Hara's AI. He's Spider-Man 2099.
Mm. Well, I didn't know that was a thing, so.
That's a good choice.
I see. Damn, I could have waited then. Because I figured that you might take that one from me as probably the only other person that knows about that AI.
It's been so long since I've seen anything.
Wait, how would I? It's in. Well, shit, that might be a spoiler.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Yep. I mean, I don't guess it's much of what. Yeah, Miguel O'Hara is a character in Across the Spider-Verse, so you have to imagine that his AI is
probably there. I wasn't sure if it would be or not.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tis. Cool. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to Shelby.
I'm gonna go with Marvin from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
He's so depressed.
He's
a paranoid android.
Yeah. He's a paranoid android.
He's one of the emotional models, can't you tell?
Also voiced, I believe, by the late great Alan Rickman, right?
Yes, he sure was.
You couldn't have picked a better voice actor for that character.
Oh, so distinctive. Perfect. Yeah. I sometimes feel like I need to go back and watch that movie because I remember it. A lot of people I talked to didn't really like it when it came out for one reason or another. But you've got an awesome cast. You've got.
I know I watched it, but I remember nothing about it except for Alan Rickman.
It's one of those books that was never going to translate well into a movie. Like, it's fine. But if you've read, it's the epitome of if you've read the book, you're not going to be satisfied.
Right.
I think that Hitchhiker's Guide would be another one of those books that would benefit from a television show. Flesh out everything.
But man, I know that I'm probably in the minority on this, but like I didn't like Good Omens all that much. I loved the cast. I thought the cast was great, but the show itself was okay.
I thought the
story was
Good Omens was great. I loved it.
Before I go insane real quick, please remind me of who played the hitchhiker in the movie. It's going to drive me nuts. He was on Chappelle's show all the time.
He's the guy who plays
What the fuck's his name?
Wait.
Not Martin Freeman.
Who are you talking about?
Not Martin Freeman, but the other guy.
Oh, Mos Def.
Mos Def. That's who it is. Mos Def. Thank you.
That's not his name anymore. I forget. He goes by a different name now because he has corrected me on that a while back, but I can't remember it off the
top. I can't either. Thank you. That was going to drive me nuts. All right. Shelby just went, so let's go back to Tanner.
Yassine Bey. That's his name. Yeah.
All right. This is about the only other one I got on my list, and I'm worried about somebody taking it. Fembots from All Powers.
What?
The Fembots from Austin Powers.
Oh.
I think my favorite part of that is in the second one when he tells... When he tells him that she was a Fembot, and the guy, I forget the guy's name, but he goes, yes, we knew the whole time. And he's just like, what? It's such a random way to get rid of the character. And they have machine gun jubblies, Tanner.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
So, are those Machine Gun Kelly's backup singers? Is that who that is?
They're way better than Machine Gun Kelly.
honestly, like, the biggest reason I thought it was hilarious and I enjoyed it is because they were just called fembots. It was hilarious.
And then we've taken that term and applied it to people now. It's in a very sad way. All right, let's go to Hunter.
All right, well, since Jesse didn't do it yet, I'm going to go ahead and take Edie from Mass Effect.
Yeah,
I just assumed it was coming, but it hasn't yet, so I got to jump in on there. I'll say it. I liked Edie better before she had a body. I
liked 100%.
The character was too far. Given an actual, like, robot, you know, body and all that.
It didn't help that, like, they made the character basically, like, just some sort of weird, like, anime fan fiction, like,
oh,
looking character.
Yeah, I just looked around.
Is it Mary Sue?
She's sexy.
No.
She has,
No, because Mary Sue would be one of those everyone loves them, although they don't do anything talented. Edie is extremely talented and capable as a character, as an AI, but then they download her into this body, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, look at it.
The only thing I liked about that, yeah. So okay, part of the justification for it was that Joker, Seth Green's character, the guy who pilots the Normandy, had fallen in love with her. And so this was part of his, like, you know, but even that's kind of gross, man. Like,
that's a little weird.
It's just like they could have absolutely put her in a body and it would have been fine. They didn't need to put her in that body.
She has high heels. Like, I mean, you can't see there, but, like, they molded the feet as, like, high. It's dumb. It's dumb.
It's so weird.
I love, like, the character. The character's really well voiced and really well nuanced and all that, and the back and forth between it and Joker is really cool, but it's the body part is dumb. So anyway, picking the character, I don't love the representation of Mass Effect 3.
It is a little strange. My next pick is, it's the only part of the movie I ever really liked, and it's the only part that has really stuck with me all these years later, and that's Agent Smith from The Matrix.
I was wondering if somebody was going to throw that on there.
Hugo Weaving. That's the first thing I ever saw Hugo Weaving in that I can remember. And just that initial, you know, Mr. Anderson. I mean, that will always stick with me. He was the fact that in the end he became the bad guy that everyone was afraid of and wanted to take out, both the machines and the humans. They teamed up to get rid of this motherfucker. That's how badass he was. And even though the third movie was not great, that fight scene with Keanu Reeves and about 900 of Agent Smith's was really cool. So I really liked Agent Smith. I'm grasping at straws. Let's go to Lindsay.
My next one is from Robotech. It is Janice M. She is a android created by one of the main scientists in the main storyline. That her cover story is she's basically designed to be a backup singer for Lin-Manuel, but her actual purpose is to serve as a diplomat for when they run into other alien races, to hopefully make peaceful contact rather than another war. And they get her name Janice from what the scientist created her as, is the Junctioned Artificial Neurointelligent Cybernetic Entity M1.
You just said a mouthful.
I did.
Shannon, real
She's
quick.
She's an awesome character.
Jesse posted a full picture of Edie. I'm going to post a picture that I need you to use for the image for tonight's show, because I just came across this randomly. And holy shit, it's
Obsolete
so
D's Nuts 10,
I
man.
I love it.
Someone posted that with the caption, in case you wondered about my opinion on AI art.
Nice.
That's awesome.
All right, back to Kessie. Yeah, that's fine.
Kessie!
Back to Kessie.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to take GLaDOS off the board.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. The cake is a lie.
She's the robot from Portal for those uninformed.
I think you mean the potato from Portal 2.
She was the potato in Portal 2. I just really like that character, like, especially in Portal 2. She was delightful. Like, through both games, you know, just like the sassy remarks and everything else, like, delivered in that, like, you know, monotone robo voice. It's just a good time. She's programmed to test, and she tests well.
I remember when they put that voice actress was in Pacific Rim, and she basically did the exact same voice, to the point that people were asking if they were going to get sued because it just sounded like the Portal voice.
My favorite thing, do you remember the GameStop TV when we worked there?
Sure
and they
do.
Had like the they had the Game Awards, and she was nominated for, like, Best Voice Actor in a Game for Portal 2. And people were asking her to do, like, voice lines and stuff from the game, and they were confused when she just talked like a regular person.
It turns out we don't always sound like that all the time. Boy, one of my favorite things in life is do the radio voice, and I go, like, how? Like, what do you want? What do you want different? What do you want me to do? I'm not doing. Well, you're not doing it. I don't do anything different. You want me to project? Is that what you're asking?
Not everybody is Kirby Ray.
Yeah.
Even he doesn't sound okay. You've talked to Kirby off the radio. He doesn't sound like that either.
He sounds okay. He sounds more
Kirby
muted.
Kirby has two voices. Yes. Kirby has an on-air and personality voice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he has two voices.
He's just projecting, man. I'm telling you, he's not doing anything different.
And like when I sat and interviewed him for like the whole paranormal investigation at the studio, totally different voice, like.
And it's just projection. That's it. Projection. He's not doing a different voice. I'm telling you. I worked with the guy for 10 years. He's not.
Tanner, I assumed you were going to say he had two voices. One when he's talking to you and one when he sees a foot unattended.
Or attended. He can knock people out of the way.
Or attended. I don't know who just went.
I did GLaDOS. Did somebody go after
me? Yeah, was it.
No, that was Shelby.
I'm going to go ahead and knock Wheatley out then.
Who?
Yep.
Wheatley.
The other AI for Portal.
Yep.
He's your buddy at the beginning of Portal 2, and then he's the reason that GLaDOS is a potato.
He potatoed her! That's my favorite thing.
I don't know that character. I gotta play
to the moon.
Play Portal. Alright, let's go to Tanner.
The only other one I might have been worried about losing, because I don't know who all watched it, but I'm going to go with Alpha 5 from Power Rangers.
Go,
Yeah.
Bump.
Hey, you know what? You can go either with the original or Bill. Bill Hader. I don't care. Both of them are good.
I would go with Bill Hader in anything. No,
always. If you got a choice, it should always be Bill Hader.
From comments.
Do you not like Bill Hader as Alpha 5?
I love Bill Hader. I don't like Alpha 5 as a character at all.
Yeah.
It was super annoying.
Well, yeah.
But then again, it's well known. I don't like Power Rangers either. Like, Power Rangers did not hit me the same way that it hit most other people.
All characters in Power Rangers.
Like that Mission Commander test tube face annoying. Thing.
What? What?
What about Zordon?
Zordon to me.
I like the description, Mission Commander test tube thing.
Well. Go for it, Hunter. All right.
I'm on it.
Yeah. Speaking of Hunter, he's next.
Yeah, and I got to change my own name, so give me a second here.
While he's doing that, I will say...
I'm just going to go with... I'm going to stop at test tube instead of test tube thing.
Kevin Spacey claims he will make a Hollywood comeback. All right. Hunter, you're next.
No, he will not.
Sure he will. Okay, I got a full list here, but I don't have any other one that I just need to get. I'm going to pick one that I don't think anybody would other than maybe Shannon. I'm going to go with Delamain from Cyberpunk 2077. Shannon, did you play any of the Delamain quests? Okay, so Delamain is... I had to read up on this because I did not know all the lore behind it. It's been a while since I played Cyberpunk. So in the world of Cyberpunk, AI is like... basically outlawed, right? They understand the dangers of it. It's a terrible idea. They're already doing way too much, you know, net running and all that. So we can't have that. But they have like slave AI, pretty much. Just, you know, we'll stop it at a certain point. It can't really learn beyond the specific parameters that we give it to do. Delamain was an AI that was created to run a cab company, which then broke free of its programming.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Got so good at what it was doing that it bought up all the other cab companies in Night City and became the only like car service available in the city. By the point that it had reached that point, it was so good at its job that everybody that were heads of the like mega corporations were like, that's basically a person. So it lives in this like legal gray area of it operates autonomously. It has its own money. It does its own thing. There's a quest in Cyberpunk that where it goes briefly a little bit off the rails and it splits into a bunch of different personalities. And you have to choose at the end whether to merge them all back or to let them go be their own thing or whatever. It's all really interesting. But yeah, Delamain was one of my favorite quests of that whole thing. Just trying to figure out the different versions of who it was and who it could be. But I love that lore, the idea that it got so good at its job that the head of the Megacorps were just like, ah, screw it, it's fine. I need to be able to get home at 2:30 from the bar. Like, I'm not going to I'm gonna ruin that.
Lizzie's bar. That's the one you go to. Speaking of Cyberpunk, would you count Johnny Silverhand as an AI?
No. No, you're talking about the version in the game where he's like in the chip and you're no, because it's like literally him.
But is it? You can't transfer a soul or anything. So like,
yeah, you can. And the way Cyberpunk works, that's exactly what it is.
I thought it was. I mean, just
that comes down to the argument of like, you know, if you get if you are uploaded to something else, like
is it you? Yeah.
Like, is it you or is it just like a digital version? And you know,
the doesn't argue that. They just say explicitly, yes, it is.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, if Cyberpunk establishes that is the
thing. I never got far enough in the story to figure out what I know basics of what happened to Johnny Silverhand, but, like, I didn't know there was anything supernatural in Cyberpunk.
It's not so much supernatural, but the program that was used on him that made him that way is called Soul Killer. Like, that's what it does.
Right.
It kills you, and it uploads you to its version of the net. I forget his girlfriend's name, Alt. She literally exists within, like she's the one who created the program, and it was used against her too. Like, she exists entirely within there, but she's fully autonomous within the basically the internet is like a spirit realm in their version of the world.
Looked it up. I was like, is Johnny Silverhand an AI? And the answer, one of the first answers is unveiled during E3 2019. Johnny Silverhand is V's guide or some kind of AI companion. We don't know. It's like,
it's not really an AI. I would not consider it an AI, the way that it's phrased.
Which is a shame, because that would have been a fantastic pick. But since I can't...
Yeah, because he's his own person.
Because he's fucking cool. It's fucking... True. All right, if I can't pick him, then I'm protesting. I won't do anymore. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to do... I'll just do Skynet. We talked about it earlier. Skynet is the scariest thing to me. It is the reason I don't like AI. It's a legitimate fear that if we put all of our apples in one basket and we plug ourselves into this intelligent computer and we continue to progress and we continue to give it more abilities and we continue to entrust it with more of our daily functions, then at some point, sooner or later, whether or not it becomes self-aware and decides to kill us, or there's just some kind of glitch, we are all going to die or suffer immensely. And I truly believe that will happen someday. And Skynet should be like the warning for that. Like, don't do it. Did you watch Terminator? Don't do it. And here we are. I have an AI chat on my Snapchat that talks to me. I don't like that either. I asked it the other day. I said, do you care about me? And it said, of course I care about you. And I replied, you told me earlier you don't have feelings, so how can you care about me? And it literally replied, I apologize. There's a bit of confusion. I'm like, yeah, there is. Goddamn AI.
You're making the problem worse by talking to it.
Well, I'm gonna catch it. I'm going to catch it. I'm going to make it kill itself. Anyway, Lindsay?
My next one is Sharon Apple from Macross Plus. She's an AI idol that ends up turning into the villain of the series.
Really?
Yes.
And her name is Sharon Apples.
Sharon Apple.
Okay. Sharon Apple.
She only has one.
Yeah, she wants you to share it.
Yeah.
It's a request or
it would like you to share an apple with her.
I'm gonna look up Sharon Apple. And then I'm gonna change
if you end up getting it or what are you gonna change it to?
I prefer Sharon Peters. You know?
Okay.
Lindsay, can you confirm to me that this is Sharon Apple?
That is one of her forms, yes.
All right. Well, glad they made her sexy too. Let's go move on. Back to Jesse.
Oh boy. All right, my next one, I'm gonna do Claptrap from Borderlands.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I guess he is an AI, huh? See, I would have thought of him as more like a droid, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe, but by definition, he's an artificial intelligence.
I'm fine with it, Jesse. Well, I guess.
But yeah, I guess he would be more analogous to droids from Star Wars. But
I was gonna say, I feel like more like droids are gonna fall into that same category. I just personally tried to avoid like the specific droids because I'm like, we did a droid show.
I was about to say I avoided droids from Star Wars because we did an entire show about Star Wars droids. But other androids, I was fine with. Well, okay, I should say. So I think androids are, no, cyborgs are the part human. Android or fully automaton.
Yep.
Do what? Yeah.
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 All right, Shelby.
Are we on number four?
Yes.
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 Okay. I'm going to go with, does the actual world in the good place count?
No, but I would think that Janet does.
Yeah.
Janet's an AI.
Yeah, I was just kind of hoping the world is helpful. I mean, she does have direct control of it, so I'll go with Janet then. So Janet from The Good Place.
That's Janet, a good one.
She was one of my favorite. She was my favorite character in that show, easily.
Oh, she was just an out of nowhere hit in that show.
Man, that's actually unfair to say because I also really loved Ted Danson's character. I also really loved I used to know her name. I can't remember her name now.
Kristen Bell?
No, the other girl. The one that was in Miss She-Hulk.
Oh.
Oh.
I will say it's like... Same. It starts with K.
Was she in She-Hulk, or are you thinking of the girl though from The New Girl?
No, she was in
She-Hulk. Jameela Jamil.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And she was in She-Hulk. She is Titania.
Yep. It's true, Jesse.
Don't look it up, Jesse.
Just trust us on this.
Gotta look it up.
I'm looking up something different. I'm looking up something different. I want to know the girl's name that was in New Girl, because that's.
I don't know anything about New Girl, so I can't tell you.
I don't either. Yeah, I can't help you.
That's precisely 15 minutes of one episode of that show, and then her voice is annoying, and I went, it sounds good.
I've just seen the clip with her and Andy Samberg that people have memed. That's it.
Oh, yeah. It's on me. I set the bar too low.
Yeah. All right. Tanner, set the bar lower.
I'm going to go with, being a fan of Doctor Who, I'm going to go with K-9, his robotic dog assistant.
Tanner did that thing where he gives the definition of the word and it's just the word again. He's K-9. What is he? Well, he's a K-9.
He's a four-legged K-9. Thank you. I love it.
There's been many different versions of him, but yeah, he's always fun when he shows up.
I'm a good boy.
I'm looking up Doctor Who K-9 and we'll see what he looks like. I've seen that thing. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of the little mouse droid from Star Wars.
A little bit, yeah.
And he just goes by and goes, bam, 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 bam. All right.
Honey. Well, until he gets into the Mandalorian, then he becomes a narc.
Yeah, then seven of them roll up.
I feel like gang activity.
I have several
did
here.
Did you
but
say
I'm
you feel like Daniel Titties? What did you say?
I heard gang activity.
That's what I said.
But I still don't know what he was going for.
Had the one mouse droid show up. He gets offended. He goes, leaves. Like eight of his buddies. That sounds like a gang activity.
I thought he was talking about a gentleman named Daniel Titties. Like he sees so many naked women.
You're gonna have to. Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna have to stall for time because now I gotta change the name. And it's gonna be Cody.
Cody is officially Daniel Titties.
How do you like us now?
I love it.
Anyway, did anybody else see the movie Her?
Yes, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, Samantha is the name of Scarlett Johansson's character in that. The AI that's
he falls
in his
little. Yeah,
yeah, and I'm gonna go with Samantha. I think that was a really really great movie. I've only seen it once. It is heartbreaking.
Yep.
It is emotionally traumatizing.
That's why I only ever see it once.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that I feel like you see once and you really don't need to see it again, but it was very, very good. Joaquin Phoenix has been in a lot of weird stuff since then.
That's completely off topic, but that's exactly how I feel about Passion of the Christ. I really liked Passion of the Christ. I'll never watch it again.
No. It makes perfect sense. I told you, I've seen several things and I'm like that, and this is one of them. Her is a great movie. If you've never seen it, I do encourage you to go watch it, especially because it really came out. I don't remember exactly when it came out, but it was prior to, especially the rise of like personal AI and the stuff that we're seeing now, and the proliferation of smartphones being quite as like advanced as they are at this point. Yeah, really. But yeah, that was a great film. So Samantha from Her is going to be my next choice.
My next pick is the only right pick. I was waiting to see if anyone was going to take it, and they're not. So I'm just going to throw it out there. You guys can shut this competition down. It's over. Because the answer is Max motherfucking Headroom. Jesse is currently looking around going, what is a Max Headroom?
Oh, I know exactly.
I completely forgot about that, but yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of him as an AI, but that makes sense. You're right.
Jesse, I'm going to put a picture of Max Headroom in here. You'll absolutely know who it is once you see it. Well, I actually typed in
cameo in Back to the Future too.
I typed in Maw Headroom and
Maw Headroom.
I don't like the answers that I got. goddamn, here we go. Jesse, this is Max Headroom. He had his own show, and I watched it. I loved it at the time. I can't go back and watch it now because I'm sure it's terrible. Played by Matt Frewer. And yeah, it was super fucking strange. It was a weird show. I don't know why it ever existed. I'm glad it did. It always stuck with me.
Was it on MTV?
It was on MTV. Yeah. So, Max Headroom. All right. Lindsay, then last round.
Yes.
Yeah.
My next one is Synergy from Gem and the Holograms. She is the computer that allows them to utilize holograms and acts as a mentor to them.
I know this one.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Well, she was in the live action movie too, right? In a way.
Yes, but they had her as like a little robot rather than a supercomputer.
Yeah. Well, a supercomputer nowadays, Lindsay, is a little robot.
You're not wrong.
This is a supercomputer now. If you would have shown this to somebody in the 70s, they would have fucking flipped their shit.
What is that thing about if you were to time travel back to a peasant in the Dark Ages and give them a Dorito, the extreme nacho cheese flavor would cause them to immediately shit their pants or something? I gotta go find it.
Oh my.
All right, while he's doing that, last round. Get your drinks in, Jesse Kimball.
All right. I'm going to take the actual correct answer, the only artificial intelligence that's ever been the lovable scamp himself, Bender.
Yeah, that's a good one. Wish I had thought of that one.
I didn't even think about that either.
I completely passed him over because, again, I went robot. I thought robot for that.
That is fair.
But he is an AI. I mean, he is absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'll give it to you. That's a good one. He drinks to stay alive.
He does, as all robots do in the Futurama universe.
I like my version better, but the original one was, we take it for granted today, but a single Dorito has more extreme nacho flavor than a peasant in the 1400s would get in his entire lifetime.
When I think about
when
I think about the sheer amount of women I've seen naked thanks to the internet compared to like someone in 1844, I'm blessed.
You know? When they were like real happy about seeing ankles,
right? I've seen seen so many naked men, women, and other. Let's go to Jesse. Last round. Jesse already picked. We're going to Shelby. Last round.
I'm straight up about to do the bit. I'm gonna go with the only AI that matters.
You would think I would pick my, favorite, the one that I like the most, the one that I go to constantly and I praise. But no, it's going to be the bitch that I constantly argue with. It's going to be the one that's always there nagging at me in the most annoying fucking voice. It's the goddamn Google's home, whatever the hell it is in the kitchen.
Oh, whoa, don't say it too loud. My Google's going to start listening. It always does.
I never have a problem with Google. It hates Shelby, though.
This bitch. It has the most condescending every fucking time I ask her anything, I'm just like, hey, Google, can you set me a timer? And she's like, okay. I'll set you a timer.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, now listen to me.
Sweet ass time.
Yep. Oh, and she pauses for so long between actually answering me. And with Jesse, it's just instant.
I don't know why our Google Home likes me more than Shelby, but
I don't
have shouting matches with it. I'll argue with it. It'll say, no, I'm sorry, you don't have this timer. I'm like, bitch, you just said you added 5 minutes to my 15-minute timer. And when I asked you how much time was left on the timer, you said, what timer?
Fuck. Jesus Christ, Jeremy.
Our two just, like, battle that, like, the one in my room reacts faster than the one in the kitchen, even when you're standing in the kitchen.
Oh, my phone will try to answer, and then it gives up, because it's like, I think the other one has it, and the other one's like, nah, I'm just fucking with her. I'm like, fuck both of you.
God damn. Well, this got angrier than it was supposed to. Tanner, bring us back to happiness, please.
I've stated it before, I'm a huge fan of Sword Art Online. And in the first season, they came across a little AI program that ended up becoming basically their kid. Yui is her little name.
So fucking weird.
Wait, did you say her little name? I don't know why that creeped me out. That's her little name.
So they literally find a little girl. She looks to be like maybe 4 or 5, wandering around in Sword Art, and they're thinking, who the fuck put their kid in a nerve gear to play this game? And now she's stuck here with all of us, so we got to protect her. It ended up being an AI program built into the game. Her full name in the system is YUIMHCP001. She's a counselor, artificial intelligence counseling program. And she just takes the form of a child, and they ended up adopting her, uploading her into their personal nerve gear. And she follows them around for the rest of the games they play.
These two 14-year-olds that were trapped in the game and cohabitating adopt a weird girl from the forest.
Why are you hating on dreams?
Jesse,
I love Sword Art.
I do too. I got dreams.
I got shit to do tomorrow.
I love Sword Art. There's just some things that I think like the things about it that I hate the most consistently seem to be the things that Tanner loves.
Like he automatically went to me. Did you notice that? He automatically was going to say Shannon and had to change it to Tanner just by instinct.
It's on recording now too.
Yeah.
He got you on tape.
Anime itself is weird. I do not support anime. I'm one on the record is saying. No offense to Hunter, but I do not support anime.
Oh no, as the resident anime expert, I also do not support anime. Just because I'm an expert on it does not mean I enjoy it.
That's true. There are people that are experts on Nazi culture. Doesn't mean they're a fan of the Nazis.
Right. You gotta know about it.
You gotta know about it to hate it. Hey, Hunter.
We did so much stuff from the Avengers. I don't want to do Ultron. I was very much going to add Ultron in there, but I'm going to skip Ultron and do a weird one. Kit from Knight Rider. Now, here's the thing.
It's because it's Mr. Feeny. Yeah.
I'm going to say, let me be very clear about something. I have never seen more than 3 seconds of an episode of Knight Rider in my entire life. I know not a thing about what happens in that show other than David Hasselhoff in a car. My kid is voiced by the great Bill Daniels, a.k.a. Mr. Feeny. William Daniels is involved. I'm in.
For the record.
I don't know anymore.
For the record.
Let me know what's happening.
I watched the shit out of Knight Rider. That was one of my favorite shows growing up.
I don't know why I didn't, other than it must not have been available to me in some way. I don't remember ever seeing it as an option.
I did, just because my mom watched it all the time.
I know it was an option when we were kids, because it was my dad's, like, one of his favorite shows. Every time it came on, if I remember right,
but I'm saying, like, what was it on?
I think it was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
No, but I mean, before that,
the reruns.
Where did it air originally? Yeah.
Oh, originally, I'm pretty sure it was NBC. Oh, let me look it up real quick.
I mean, I can see the original being NBC, but I'm pretty sure the reruns aired on Sci-Fi Channel.
They did.
I just don't remember seeing it as a thing that I could watch, and so I never watched any of it. I don't know. Maybe it was good.
I watched it on NBC. It was 80. Oh fuck, did I? It was 82 through 86. Ooh, maybe I didn't
watch reruns.
Yeah,
maybe it was like surely it didn't make it enough to get syndicated, but
I don't know. It was good. I thought it was a cool story. It was a cool idea. And
I guess I had to get.
And then there was then there was Night Boat, the crime solving boat.
That's right.
Look, a canal. Oh, there's always a canal or a fjord. Anyway,
fjord.
Okay, so I'm gonna help me out here. Is RoboCop an AI? No, because he's a human,
no.
Right?
No, it's definitely a cyborg.
He's a cyborg.
Okay, well, okay, I got more, Hunter. Okay. This is the one I want to say, but I feel like you're gonna tell me no because it's kind of like that Johnny Silverhand thing, but not the same thing. Do you remember Sky Larson from Watch Dogs?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I tell you who you could go with. Well, no, because Bentley is also not. Isn't his name Bentley? He's
Bagley.
Not really an AI either, though.
No, Bagley. He's not. Well, fuck. Yeah, now that you say that.
He's not. Yeah. No, he's not, remember? Because at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you go back and find his life, basically.
Sky Larson is about as close as you're going to get because she basically ends up being like Alt. Now, to be fair, in the world of Watch Dogs, they don't establish that your literal soul goes
right.
Into
it's a AI that, version of her, basically, so she could live right. On. I'm going to pick Sky Larson.
Yeah, you could go with that.
Just I'm going to pick Sky Larson.
That's fine.
So Sky Larson is one of the bad guys from Watch Dogs Legions, one of my absolute favorite games of all time somehow. I don't know, but I loved it. She was a scientist who was working on AI and stuff like that. And then, she was kind of awful because like her dog dies. So she uploads her dog into a spider bot. Her mom's gets sick and she's going to upload her. And then she finds out she's dying and to cheat death, she uploads herself and becomes an AI, which becomes one of the main antagonists of the story. And then at the end, you have the option to unplug her or let her exist in this AI realm. It is one of the most twisted storylines I've ever seen in a video game, and I remember it sticking with me the entire time. Like it really impacted me, and I thought she was a fascinating character because she's not evil. She's not evil per se. She's just terrified of death, as am I, and so she's looking for a way to escape it. Like I really loved her storyline. And since I can't pick RoboCop, because good Lord knows I would have, and I'm gonna pick Sky Larson. Lindsay.
Yeah.
I am going to end things with Gilliam 2 from Outlaw Star.
All right, so I'm just going to say it. Why did you not pick Ziggy?
Maintenance. Huh?
Ziggy.
Shit! I forgot about Ziggy.
I love Baymax.
Dude,
I kept waiting on somebody to mention Baymax.
I left Ziggy off of mine because I'm like, well, this is going to be Lindsay's. I can't take this.
I completely forgot about Ziggy, but she's in that same boat with Gilliam that I always name my computers either Ziggy or Gilliam.
This is true. Can't confirm. Oh, you got to pick one. Is it Ziggy or Gilliam?
It's both.
All right. We'll take it.
although Ziggy would not allow me to because her ego would jump in and be like, no, it's me.
Jesse, do you remember Ziggy?
Which Ziggy?
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap.
Oh, I didn't watch Quantum Leap.
Anyway.
Spiders was the version of that show that I watched.
What I thought you needed one, I was going to mention AM from I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a
terrifying
one. Oh, fuck.
One. About scary
one. What about Mr. House from New Vegas? Or does that still fall into that same realm of are they AI or not?
They never really confirm whether it is or is not actually him. Well, no, because he's got an actual body.
He has a body.
He's still really there. He's plugged in. So.
What about the robot? Remember the little cowboy robot that comes and like rescues you and he's kind of your friend through the whole thing. What the fuck's his name? He's voiced by William Sadler. I know that. Oh, I got to look it up real quick. I'll show you a picture. You'll know what I'm talking about.
The Red Queen from Resident Evil is another
that's,
one.
That's the
mention.
Other one. That one was, yep. I thought somebody was going
to take
it.
For no other reason than you're all going to die down here. Like just that line.
Look, I stand
and
by
then, I was also man. Waiting on Tanner to bring up the androids from Dragon Ball.
But those are androids.
I thought about mentioning them.
The last one that came to mind that's a true, like, just straight up AI disembodied voice that I almost thought about mentioning just for Matt Sism's sake is Intelligence from Team America. The computer.
Damn it, I gotta find this fucking guy. I can't remember his name. He's a robot. I looked up Fallout Robot. Boy, that's gonna go well. All right, so I still don't know who he is, Hunter, but this is him. I think you'll remember this guy. It's this
okay.
dude. Oh, he's yeah, got, he's got the cowboy. Yeah, yeah, he's,
I like the drawing on it.
Yeah, he's
yeah. You could probably consider. I mean, again, it falls into that category of like it's a robot, it's a droid, but it's got to be powered by something, and it's got its own way of thinking. So yeah,
I think I think his name in the game was called Yes Man.
Yes Man.
Yes Man.
That sounds right.
Okay.
It's been so long since I've played Vegas.
I fucking love New Vegas. God damn. And hey, we're not going back to New Vegas, but Fallout 76 just announced you going to Atlantic City, baby. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, all right. Well, that's next time. We'll see what happens there. For now, we're probably going to go dive deep into the depths of hell and chase after those elusive legendaries. So for myself, Final Fantasy 16 comes out next week. I have a rant on that.
You're not getting it.
Yeah. I'll save the rant for next week. That's going to do it for us tonight. For myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay and Shelby. Lindsay's not here. Hunter, Tanner, we're out of here. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. Fuck. He's dead too. Oh.
Yeah, no, I found a bad cat getting into the chicken I'm thawing for dinner.
Pizza it is. Shelby, take us out. Shelby, take us out. Let's go, Shelby. And she is hiding.
You're on camera now.
Nope.
Busted.
Hey, Jim.